following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Hello.
It's Jack, he's back on Wilson Wednesdays again. Jack, what are we gonna tell them? What are we doing? What's the exciting, what's the haps, what's the news? What are we doing tomorrow?
We're going on a fishing trip. We wake up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, we're not, it's a fishing day more than it's a fishing trip. We're just going to Skinner Lake with our friend Chad Hoffman, who knows something about fishing.
Yeah.
Jack, how much do we know about fishing?
I'd say in the 0% area.
Yeah, in fact, Jack and I tried to go fishing maybe a month ago. We went out and we had to stop fishing because this happened in with our rod and our little reel here. And I don't know how to fix that, but I bet you know who it does?
Chad
Hoffman. Chad will know how to fix that. So this is kind of a brief intro to our Wilson Wednesday, and I'm hoping to get some video tomorrow of us fishing, which I will put at the end of this video. And I'm going to throw on a Devo as well.
Boom.
About being, what do you think? What would I do a Devo on if we're going fishing?
Being Fisher of Men.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even tell you. Did I tell you?
Know.
Did I tell you? No, I didn't even tell him. We're going to talk about being a Fisher of Men. So, thanks for joining us on this Wilson Wednesday. And hopefully we'll have some video of us catching some fish at some point in this video. But you will definitely be getting a Devo on being a Fisher of Men. So as Jesus is starting his ministry and he's starting to call his disciples, there's this moment that we read, and I'll read from the account from Matthew chapter 4. And here's what it says. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. There's this incredible moment where Jesus sees these guys fishing, and I think that he's seen them before. I would believe that he has. They kind of know who he is, and yet they're back doing their normal everyday work, the thing that earned them a paycheck. And Jesus, coming to them, sees something in them. I don't know what it would have been, but if you think about what happens to these four guys, as they follow Jesus, they become some of the most influential people ever in the history of the world. These guys become Jesus followers, you know, four of the 12 apostles that we know today. And at one point, listen, they're just fishermen. They're normal, everyday guys. And the difference, I believe, is that they heeded the call of Christ to follow him. It doesn't say, hey, follow me and get educated on all the texts of the Old Testament. We don't even know. They probably had some working knowledge of the Old Testament, but they probably weren't highly schooled. And yet, in this moment, these guys become, in some ways, world changers, history changers. And it took this. It took them heeding the call of Christ. And so as I think about what was it that made such an impact on their lives, when Jesus said, "Follow me," and it says they dropped their nets and they went and they followed Jesus. Some left behind their dad. They just went after him. And it was that time that they spent with Christ. It was that time that they saw him in ministry. It was that time that they listened to his words. It was that time where they just sat at the feet and listened to him teach, and they got to see all the things that Jesus did, is what made a difference in those four men's lives. that it, in fact, it wasn't, again, it wasn't all the stuff that they had going for them. They were maybe weren't even dynamic speakers, or they weren't this, they didn't have this gift, or they didn't have this gift. But what they had was time with Christ. And if you think about it, as Jesus says, listen, I'll take those four guys. Just give me those four fishermen. Jesus knows that if time spent with him is invaluable, that there's no amount of training that you can get as it, that would equate to time with Jesus. And I think that's true of us as well. If we're going to continue to grow in our walk, grow in our understanding about who God is, what his redemption plan is, what is his calling on our lives, then that will come primarily from time with Jesus, spending time with the rabbi, spending time with the master, spending time with the Savior. That's where that comes from. And so I would say there's nothing. I mean, again, I think education is great. That we should look to those things. Those are good things, but not at the expense of spending time with Jesus. And I think we see that in these four guys, four fishermen, right? Jesus walking along the shore. I'll take those four guys. Give me them. And the life transformation that must have happened to those guys, because they've got a calling on their lives. What's the calling, you might ask? And here's what it was. He says, listen, if you follow me, when you come and follow me, I'm going to make you fishers of men. That's the calling on their life. That will be the forever calling on their lives, is that they would become fishers of men. Now, I wonder what they would have thought of when he says that to them. Hey, become fishers of men. What are you talking about? What does that mean that we're going to become fishers of men? Now, they would have said, I know what it's like to fish for fish. We're experts in that. We've grown up doing that. That's our livelihood. We know how to fish for fish. But what do you mean by fish for men? What does that look like to fish for men? And what's the end result? Because I don't think that they have this grand scheme in their mind of knowing who Jesus is truly at this point. They don't know what belief and trust in Jesus means. They don't know that for many of the people at some point in their lives that they're going to reach out to, it would mean eternity for them. That when someone would believe in the gospel, that person would be saved because of what they believe about this guy who just called them to call people to follow him, to follow Jesus. I don't think they have all that worked out in their head. So when he says, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men, I think that idea of fishers of men was something that Jesus developed in them over time, that understanding of what that would mean to become a follower and a fisher of men. And I think they saw that in Jesus, in the way that he loved people. He demonstrated what it would look like, what practically it would look like to fish for men, in the way that he loved people that were different than him, in the way that he went after the culture outcasts, in the way that he went and healed people, and he healed people and touched people that were untouchable. I think they began to see what it would mean to become a fisher of men. That yes, at the end, we want them to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. That decision to do that would be eternally changing for people's lives. But practically, Jesus is saying, follow me, learn what it's like to be a fisher of men. I will train you. I will teach you on how to do that. And I think if we are people who say, I want to be like Jesus, I want to follow Jesus, I want to read the text that teaches me what Jesus did, how he lived his life. And for that matter, I think we can look to Paul in the same manner, and Peter. I think we can look to these people and say, listen, teach me how to be a fisher of men. And I think we see that in all these guys, especially the Savior, Jesus Christ, that they were so humble in the way they reached out to people, the way they fished was so humble. And the chances they took and the lines they crossed to love people and share the gospel with people. I don't think these four guys had any idea when they got out of their boats that day. Or they may have some idea, but they didn't have the full concept idea of what exactly they were being called to. And yet, in the course of about 3.5 years, they learned. They learned what it was like to be fishers of men. It gives them this call in Matthew 28:18. And you know what he says? He says, go into all the world. Go into all the world and teach people about who I am. And then call them to be part of the family. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Baptize them. And I think what we see is these guys become world changers. These fishermen become world changers. And so my encouragement to you today is that if we are going to become these fishers of men, which I believe we're all called to, that I think Jesus calls us in the same way he called those men out of the fishing industry that day or out of their boats that day. And then he calls us to impact the world with the gospel. The way we impact the world with the gospel is that we become fishers of men. We become people who live our lives with the mindset of honoring Christ and winning people to Jesus through our actions, through our attitudes, through our character, through our integrity. We go to win people for Jesus. And so I want to just encourage you with that today, that no matter whatever your abilities or your inabilities are, as a follower of Christ, how you go and preach and teach to people matters. Your actions and your attitudes, they matter. And so be that light, be that fisherman of men today.
There you go. Oh, he's a good one.
Yes. Keep doing it.
Okay, he's gonna keep him away from the boat, okay? Oh my. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jack!
Yes, dude!
Holy cow!
Yes! And it's a good size!
Whoa.
That's like 4 pounds!
Whoa.
Yes, dude! Yes!
That's awesome!
On top water, too. Did you see him explode? Oh my goodness!
Jackie
what a good
boy!
That is. Why was I looking? I was looking over here. Lame-o.
Look at that guy!
Yes!
He's huge! He's huge!
Alright, let's get him all set up.
Are we gonna keep him?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Woohoo!
Oh my goodness!
All right, Captain. Captain Jack.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
So, I heard you caught a fish today.
Yeah, I did. You can go look in the cooler over there, maybe.
Yeah. So, how's your fishing experience been so far?
Pretty good.
Yeah. How do you think Jesus' disciples felt when they were fishing for fish and then fishing for men?
I think they're pretty happy when they got people to believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Just like I was happy when I caught the fish.
Yeah, maybe even more happy, huh? All right, more fishing to be done today.
Yeah, hopefully.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.